The great thing about State Fair, and I've talked about this all week, is just the shopping experience, the commerce, just the connections that happen out here are truly beautiful. You can shop from everything from fashion to home decor to recreation. There are 350 different unique shopping experiences all around State Fair. Yesterday, we had a national vendor on selling one of those brooms. I love the hawking and selling that goes on in the Expo Center. It's really great. Today, we're going all local. In the Central Marketplace, Lori Domzel and her family own WikiWares. He also owns Zins on the Square in East Troy, Wisconsin, as well as Wisconsin WikiWools and more in Greendale. She's the chief mittens maker. That's how it all started, right, Lori?
It did. My sister-in-law and I started the business, started making wool mittens sitting in a cold hockey rink. And so now those kids are older. Now my grandchildren play, and we expanded and gone into shirts and all kinds of fun things.
Those entrepreneurial light bulbs when they go off. You always wonder how that happens. For you, you were sitting at a hockey game for your kids. And you're like, I need to make mittens.
Yes.
What were you doing at the time before you started the business?
I was working as a gift shop operator. I ran a hospital gift shop.
Okay. So you had the retail background.
And I've always been creative and always wanted that own your own business.
Okay. And had you had like a mitten concept in your mind for a long time? Or was it cold? I'm going to make mittens.
We're going to figure this out. My sister-in-law and I drafted a pattern and we made the mittens and it took off. And we've done that for a long time, but we've hung up the mittens and we're dropping the wools, and it's now WikiWares.
WikiWares. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it got you your start.
It did.
And it got you to where you are today with two retail locations and obviously out here at the State Fair. How many years have you been at the fair?
This is our seventh year at the fair. We started off in the Expo building.
Okay.
And now we have a triple booth in the Bank 5-9 amphitheater area.
Okay. Yeah. Right across from the stage. Yep. It's really convenient and easy to get to for sure. So you said as we were talking yesterday that Wednesday was your best day ever at the fair. I mean, Wednesday was an absolutely gorgeous, perfect weather day here at the fair.
Yes, it was great. So for us, a great day is anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000 worth of sales.
Okay. Nice.
But everybody's enough is different
in
this business. Okay. So, you know, we work really hard, push out a lot of shirts and koozies and onesies for that. But for us, that's a really good benchmark to have for a daily sales.
I like it. There it is. That's what the money in commerce is all about here at the State Fair. Local businesses or not, you're driving a lot of revenue, and that's really cool to see. So what are some of your best sellers? And how is it a family effort to come up with the sayings on the t-shirts that you sell?
It's a family affair. We have my brother in Kentucky's always sending ideas. My children, we have two boys, they're always sending ideas. And a lot of the themed koozies we have are definitely family.
Okay,
ideas.
So what are some of the best sellers saw?
We have cheese curd onesies, which are really, really popular. And this year we were able to have some that say cream puff on them.
All right, nice.
So those are selling really well. We are in Wisconsin. We do love our old fashioned, so our Call Me Old Fashioned shirt is a really big seller.
All right, that is Wisconsin 100%. Call Me Old Fashioned. I love it. WikiWares right at the Central Marketplace. Lori Domzel joins us. Lori, so what's next for you and your business? I know you do some work with youth sports groups, too. That's a good kind of business extension for you.
It is. We have six grandchildren, like I said, and they play hockey, lacrosse, and one cheers. So we try to always, you know, give back to their organizations. So I am oftentimes hired to do their spirit wear. Small numbers. I'm not competing with any big companies, but we do a lot of small things, coach gifts, team gifts, and things like that.
Okay, very good. So what's for lunch today? Do you have like your favorite fair place that you're going to a different place each and every day?
We pop to a lot of them. We've been loving the island noodles and the Pop's Paradise, the parfait. With the slaw on the top, it's outstanding.
All right, that's great. What a perfect way to end the Upswing's final day here at the fair. Talking to all local vendors, get out here, spend some money, enjoy some time. You got all day today, you got all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. We're broadcasting live from the Bank 5-9 studios here at Wisconsin State Fair for the final time this year. I'll be out here tomorrow, though, volunteering at the milk barn for the Wisconsin State Fair Foundation, selling milk only a dollar.